DJC, KA3JCA. Tried to get back up with you yesterday, Jerry, but I was a little longer on the phone, so sorry about that.
Somewhere I had to go not long after that anyway, so it worked out. Hope you're doing okay today. Tell you, the weather, we got a little bit of sunshine yesterday for about 10 minutes, and then it started back getting dreary again.
Oh, it looks like it's kind of heavy and overcast today over here where I live, and it says it's going to possibly rain this afternoon, scattered showers.
It says light rain in the next hour for us, so I'm not sure where it's coming from. It looks like it's going to be kind of dreary all afternoon, maybe. But maybe won't be too bad. Since, you know, it's going to rain, maybe it didn't show anything the rest of the day, so maybe it's going to be, we'll have a little bit of rain that's going to stop after lunch, it looks like, maybe 2 o'clock or something like that. I was interested in listening to you the other day talking about the DMR stuff. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but at Hamvention, Alinco had introduced a new radio that's going to do just about everything, I think. I don't know if you've seen it or not. They don't actually have a physical radio yet, but it's going to be introduced sometime in 2023. And it's going to cover DMR and a bunch of other stuff. It looks interesting, but if you get a chance to take a look at it, see if you can put it up on Hamvention. It may be vaporware. It may not ever show up, but it looked pretty decent. And I bought Alinco's years ago, and they were pretty good radios. They were, you know, less expensive than the other things, but they had some unique, real small stuff.
I was open for that. Do you know if it was a handheld or if it was a mobile?
And I don't know if you're familiar with them or not, but when I traveled a lot, they had a little 440 credit card size radio. And it only put out maybe 300 or 400 milliwatts or something like that, but it was just 440 only, though. And I use that thing when I travel to Texas a lot, because I got a lot of UHF repeaters in Texas, and especially when I was in a motel room up on the 5th or 6th floor, I mean, I could carry on a pretty good conversation with people there. This area wouldn't work very well, but, you know, it would work good for like a crossband repeater operation or something like that. If you had a dual-band radio, you could set up a crossband repeat, but it was tiny. It was about the size of a credit card, a business card, not much bigger than that. It had an internal battery. You could lithium battery. You could charge. I can't remember the name of it, but they made a lot of small radios back in the day, and all their radios were made in Japan at that time, too, which is the quality of them was good. They just weren't considered to be, you know, like the big three, but they still, you know, they built a good radio.
I had an Alinco one time, a mobile one, that I kind of liked, that I had in the car, and then I ended up selling it. Now I switched over to Yaesu. But I just looked at their website. They got 3 handhelds. I don't see anything out for DMR yet, but I see they have a 5-watt, 2-meter. It's actually a tri-band. It's a 5-watt, 2 meters, 4.5 UHF. And actually, when I went back, when I went too far over. Then there's one that's got the new 1.2 or 1200 megahertz band, which is 1 watt.
The one that's got the 1.2, some people use that for some of the satellite stuff, since it's a tri-band. It puts out, like I said, it puts out a watt. But I don't remember. I'm gonna have to kind of dig around for it to see where it was. But it was there were some people talking about it during the Hamfest, I think. I think they just had a photo of it, Richard, but I don't think it's out on the, it won't be out on the market till next year, I'm sure. But they did at one time, and probably still do. Here it is. Oh, never mind, that's not it. They do have a DMR at one time where they may still do. It's got a color screen. Excuse me. But the other one looked totally, uh, looked totally like an old, entirely different radio. It was real thin, that sort of thing. It was kind of real thin looking. But I don't remember the model number of it. I'll have to kind of dig around and see if I can find it.
Okay, yeah, I'm just sitting here looking. Looks like they have 6, 8, 9. They currently have, I guess, 9 versions of mobiles, 3 of handhelds, and looks like a couple of HF radios.
That's I'm sure that's what it is. The I'm kind of what I can find on it, but it may not show up on anything yet. As far as being, it's not available, I know.
Apologize. I didn't go down far enough or didn't let the page refresh fast enough. I found the radios. They have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 DMR radios.
I think they have it listed like in business radio stuff.
I had to go down. They got a Digital Pro DJ PX PAX 4, which is DMR radio. It looks like a UHF transceiver, which looks pretty neat.
Yeah, like I said, I'll keep digging around and see what I can find out. But it was like a totally different looking radio. It looked kind of like that. I can't remember the name of that other radio. There's another radio out. I say colored radio, but it was about $1,000. But it was like an Android phone. It had the DMR radio built into it. I can't remember what the name of that thing was. I think Gigaparts and some other guys sold it at one time. I'm not sure if it's even available anymore or not.
You see that?
I'll keep digging around. I got to run out here in just a second, and I'll be back. And if I see something on it, if I find something on it, I'll give you a shout later on. But I'm going to have to run out here and give us a little something to eat. And hope you have a good day, and good talking to you. And like I said, we'll keep digging on this thing, see if I can find it. But it was really unusual. It looked more like a, it didn't look like a phone, but it had a kind of a flat look to it. It looked like about the size of as far as in height and width. It looked about the size of maybe an iPhone, mini or something like that, but it was deeper than that, maybe still about an inch deep, but it had kind of a squarish look to it, I think, Richard. But again, my memory is not what it used to be, so I may be way off on that.
Well, if you find it, you let me know and I'll take a look at it. Now, that was perfect timing. I know you're running out to get something to eat. My wife just brought me a sandwich and some chips. So I'm going to sit down and enjoy lunch with her. But I'm glad I got a chance to get back up with you today, Jerry. Yeah, I felt bad yesterday. I didn't think my phone call would be as long as it was. But, so I'm reprogramming the new, I'm calling them the bat phone. It's the ham shack hotline. But other than that, I'll get with you later this afternoon if you're on. KA3JCA.
Talk to you later, Richard. Enjoy your lunch. KA3JCA and 4DJC clear.
KB2HXS. Heard KB2HXS clear.